Patient name, Susie, that's S-U-Z-I-E, last name Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D. Date of birth, 1-12-69, date of service, 11-27-23. This is a 54-year-old female patient. She's being seen today as part of an outcome of a motor vehicle accident. She sustained neck pain and a low back strain. This accident actually took place on October 20th of 2023. She was rear-ended. EMS was called. She was taken to the hospital. She spent approximately 4 or 5 hours at the hospital at that time. She tells me they did a CT scan of her neck and spine. She does have prior surgery to the neck. They did tell her that the steel plate all seems to be intact, but yet she has sustained neck pain since the accident. Period and a paragraph. Of course, we will send for those medical records. It is from Liberty Dayton Regional Medical Center with a phone number of 936-336-9175, period, new paragraph. No other issues brought forth today. This is just, this patient is only being seen related to the motor vehicle accident and the subsequent neck pain. Blood pressure 163 over 88, pulse 88, correction, pulse 77, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 99%, allergies to sulfa. Current medication, she's on 3 blood pressure medications, Norvasc 2.5, metoprolol succinate 25 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, and telmisartan hydrochlorothiazide 40-12.5. Period to paragraph, medical history of hypertension. Surgical history, C-section, appendectomy, and has also had a prior neck surgery. Social history, non-contributory. Period to paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Ears are within normal limits. Pupils are equal round, react to light. Once again, neck is soft. There is no mass or tenderness appreciated. She is able to move her head side to side. At times, she tells me when she looks toward her right and moves her head, she senses a pulling sensation at the rear of her neck. Period, new paragraph. Patient denies any bruising across her chest from the impact or other. Period, new paragraph. Once again, her primary complaint today is twofold, primarily the neck pain, limiting her or giving her some discomfort upon movement, and then she feels as though her low back in the middle has been strained, and she feels a tenseness to that low back, and that has been since the accident occurred. Period, new paragraph. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear. To auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Neck pain and low back strain. Patient will be given Flexeril 5 milligrams twice a day for a period of 7 days. Also a Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed, and Motrin 600 milligrams 3 times a day, PRN pain. Period, new paragraph. This patient will also be a candidate for physical therapy. We will arrange for her to have physical therapy twice weekly for 1 month. She will return back to clinic in 1 month for follow-up. I've explained the plan of care to her. She verbalizes understanding, and we will send for those medical records for further follow-up.